It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
I had a good first hour, and the number is 866-8883. It's 866-8883, and that's live time, 9 to 11, and refeed from 11 to God knows when till the hours of the morning on my website and many of these same stations, and on XM, 10 to 2 in the morning, 166, America Right. And I don't think America is right now. Something's wrong here with people. America is the people. Something's wrong with the people. Three-quarters of us are wringing our hands and feeling that the rug has been pulled underneath us. And I was reading, and just quickly reintroduce you to the headlines from the Associated Press, that the financial crisis can lead to violence. And when the welfare people don't get their checks, oh my God. Anyway, across the country, they're becoming concerned that the nation's financial woes could turn increasingly violent. And it goes to suicide and urging people to get help. But there is no help for this. There never has been any help, mental health. There never has been. Psychiatry has failed miserably. Psychology, the talking cure, it doesn't work. I've never met anybody that got any help from it. If they did, you know, they came to an understanding, they finally, started to live their life. And they get it. You get things on your own, if you're inclined to. But it's much better if somebody could help you to give you a shortcut to what you could arrive at more quickly I don't know how to say it any better than that. It says here that in some places the mental health hotlines are jammed and counseling services are in high demand and domestic violence shelters are full. Just look how we take anger out on each other. And do you understand how suicide bombers work and how they get to be that way? We could live in a system, or 1984. So that story. Who was the author of that? I can't remember. He's a very famous author. But studio audience not listening to me, or what they don't know. But it's all about mind control. You know, this country has been, pardon the expression, screwed. You've been betrayed. You've been betrayed in your medicine.
Was it Orwell, 1984?
No, I think...
By Orwell?
I can't remember. No, it wasn't by Orwell. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It was just a story of just abject misery and suffering. And the Brave New World is the opposite of that, where everybody's happy and, you know, you have a socialistic society where everybody's on drugs and you have to take your soma every day to feel like you're something. And the story is all about one person who wasn't like them. He just came from the countryside somewhere and has somehow escaped the drug, culture. And they thought he was crazy. They were all happy. They couldn't understand him because they wouldn't understand themselves. And, of course, the government didn't want anyone to understand. They kept all those things that bring you to understand the secret, because that way they exercise absolute power. And I tell you that there is no knowledge, there is no medicine that can cure the mind. Unless, of course, it's some horrible infection. I get it. And they're very good at putting you together if you break your skull or something like that. And so I get that. I give them that credit.
Yeah, when 1984 by George Orwell.
Is it George Orwell? Thank you very much.
Aldous pretty Huxley, good at science fiction, so.
That's right. And Aldous Huxley was the other one, I think. But anyway,
yeah, that's it's right. All about Brave New World by Aldous Huxley.
That's right. Thank you. I don't know how I can remember these things sometimes, but I'm trying to tell my audience, my friends here, that you've got to listen to what Ronald Reagan said. He says, I love what he says. He's, once again, I have to remind the people that man is not free unless government is limited. It is a clear case of cause and effect. And here, that is as neat and predictable as the law of physics. Government expands, liberty contracts. Now, you see, So the, as I said, the purpose of government is government. The purpose of medicine is medicine. The advancement of medicine. You wouldn't advance if you weren't so sick. The more sick you are, the more they can advance through your sickness and figure out, more dependent upon your cures. You become less, they become more. As they become you more, you become sick. Because you always depend upon them for your problems and not yourself. Therefore, you lose liberty. All right, 866 Radio Roy. My office number, that is, thank you, FHU.com, the website. Go there and pick up a CD and book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. Thank you.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Why, do I have a disease or something? Why aren't you calling in for a little bit of help? Or, happily, maybe you don't need it. You sit back and enjoy. But those of you who can want to break free from their alcohol and drugs and cigarettes and whatever, your endless loop of thoughts, step away from your couch, from your comfort, put down those potato chips, put down the beer, pick up the phone and call 866-8883, that's an 800 number, 9 to 11, West Coast time, and talk to me. It's like an altar call. Leave the comfort of whatever you're doing. Get out of that refrigerator. Get out of that book. Pay attention. Put the tools down. Pay attention. You can't listen to me and work on your car. You can't wash the dishes and listen to me because you lose yourself in the action. That's what you do when you listen to music. You use it as a distraction. And when it's a distraction, then it frees your mind from what gets in the way of doing your work. See you now. So, and often you live through music. So while you're listening to the music, your body is swaying to the music and jumping up and down. You're letting the music flow through you, and then it takes a place in your head, and it gets between you and your common sense, and you just can't see the forest for the trees. Or you hear music in the back of your head, even if the music is not on. And it's better than, you know, talking to people in the back of your head somewhere. See? So, look, pay attention to what I'm saying. I will help you from every problem you got, but I won't have to do anything. I won't have to cure you. I have no power to cure you. I do have a power to help you see what you've always known and didn't grasp because you trusted other than that in yourself that was wordless. All right, now I take our calls. And my office number, by the way, please call the office. Let it be busy. And I just read you about the financial crisis in America leading to violence, and the homeless shelters are full, and the mental health hotlines are jammed, the counseling service who don't know what the hell they're doing anyway, only make you worse. Domestic violence, shelters are full, blah, 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 blah. And then it goes to the bottom. It's not clear if the statistical link between the suicides and the final turndown, since there's generally a two-year lag before they figure it all out. It's stupid. I mean, it's true that if you build your life upon sand, great is the fall of the house. And so when everything you built your life on, it could be the love of a person who betrays you. It could be finances and money, and because of you, sort of, you know, you're sort of tucked into that, snug as a bug in a rug, and all of a sudden it pulls away. Nothing's permanent. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is secure in this world. The only security is your insecurity. It's a paradox. It's a divine paradox. There's such a thing as a paradox. It's true, but it ain't true. It's true in one sense. You feel a sense of security, but that's a lie. There is a security is giving up the lie that's a security, but that is truth. There is no such thing as security out there. Does it mean to say you can't have a nice car? No. Does it mean you have to give all your money to me? No. Does it mean you have to give up everything? No. Just modify your behavior according to the rules of common sense. He that strifeth for the mastery, says Paul, is temperate. Means tempered. Tempered your passions. What's doing the tempering? Not temper. Temper is not tempered, is it? It's wild. It's out of control. Other people have control over your temper and temperament and your moods, and you don't. And because they do, you have a life other than your own. And you feel it. In the beginning, you may feel loved, appreciated, but you're being used. But you don't see it because your mind is clouded with the idea that you're secure and you have love. And your little ego sort of sits on that throne for a while, and all of a sudden you're not king. And then when you want to commit suicide and do all kinds of stupid things, for what? For nothing. Your life, all you have to do is realize you build your life on the sand, and great is the fall of the house. Now, Joshua, Cincinnati, hello.
Hello, Roy. First off, I just want to tell you, my dad's been listening to you since he was 18 and a half. And
good Lord. Good Lord.
Yeah. He's 44 now, actually. He just turned 44 2 weeks ago. I just turned 18 a month ago.
You sound much older than that. You sound much more mature.
Yes. I've been through a lot in my life. I just want to say I've grew up without a mother. My whole role has been opposite from my life. So other people have grown up without, you know, fathers and stuff, and I haven't had a mother that nurtured an aspect of my life.
But you shouldn't need nurturing as a man. Men, real men, are the nurturers of women. They give a woman what their father failed. All fathers seem to fail to give their wives and daughters, and sons too, more often than not. And so you need to be the nurturer. Never look for nurture; you'll die from it.
Right.
So if I know you miss your mother's, my wife doesn't know how to love, but I love her. She doesn't know how to love me, but I love her, and she's difficult. And she has an idea of what love is, which isn't true. See, it's a typical female idea of the center of the universe, and you have to look at me this certain way and give yourself to me, which I won't. She's supposed to give herself to me. And I have to be worthy of it. She needs to come into my world. I don't want to descend into hers. I don't mean to be rude, but I need to save her from her world. That's what women do. They need the saving love of a man who's been saved from women. And I think I've put it in a nutshell there, didn't I?
No. I get what you say. My dad preaches that to me all the time. It's, you know, how I look at it now, I just graduated out of high school, so.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, actually, what skills have you learned?
I'm actually a computer programmer.
You learned that in school?
No, I've learned.
No, you're self-taught. You're self-taught. That's very good. That's yeah. Self-taught. That's wonderful. Then you have the fire in you. That's good.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm my nationality is African American, and I'm not saying that I know, but, you know, I know kind of what's out here and, you know, how to cope with it. But at the same time...
What's wrong with... I'm Jewish. I know without... I mean, same thing. I mean, you know, 6 million of my compadres died in the Holocaust, and I lost my family. I didn't know them all. So I know some of them. They all died. There wasn't one that survived. And so I know it. I know I've been through, you know, a couple of wars, and I know what it's like, and I've seen suffering, and I know about the suffering firsthand. I've done my own suffering, and I've had my own prejudices, people, you know, looking at me as they look at you, being a black American. And so there's nothing unusual. I live in a town where I came let me put it this way. I thought I'd leave Los Angeles because I saw the world was, you know, I looked 25 years ahead. I said, no, I don't want to live here. I have a nice house down there. I'm going to move to a country city. And somehow it ended up in Grants Pass. When I came here, it was all hell would break loose. I moved to a former Ku Klux Klan town. But I stayed. And it's all calmed down now, but it was awful. And so, but the point is, it made a better man of me. It made men, a bit of men and women out of my children and my wife. It made us all better. We survived it. And that's what the secret you have to learn to do. You have to survive. You have to learn to deal with invective and cruelty and jealousy and prejudice. It doesn't have to be necessarily color. It could be somebody jealous of you because you're a better computer programmer than him. And Mozart, well, he was poisoned by his best friend, and who pretended to love him while he was feeding him poison and nursing him through his ill health because he was jealous that Mozart was a better musician, enjoyed the favor of the king of, you know, wherever. So you have to, it's not color, my friend. It's not color, because you're a person. You're a person, and I'm a person. It's not a matter of being Jewish or black or green or red. It's being, you know my heart, I know your heart, your father knows my heart, and I know his heart. We are of the same family. If flesh and blood is not family, it is spirit. See? And that's what we need to understand in this country. And then we will live happily ever after. And even if people, you know, even though you're all alone, like the last of the body snatchers, you know, ever see the movie, the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, where the only two people that were normal and but not body snatched like the rest of them, who looked like normal people but they were aliens, and all they could do is cry, and the only answer to the cry was more body snatchers. And so it feels like, that's why it feels like sometimes in America, you're all alone, you seem like the only sane person, everybody's nuts. If you cry out, all you get is nutty people coming to help you or to ruin you.
You know, that when my dad first he talked to me about you, he said he turned you on one night, and he was working late night at a bank, I guess.
And, yes.
He said the first sentence he heard you say was that very sentence right there. He said, it's as if you are the only one sane and everybody out here is crazy.
That's correct.
And the thing I'm trying to get at right now is, you know, I haven't had a social life. I mean, far as me with, you know, friends, you know, I can't get into, you know, the pecking order that, you know, surrounding me right now, far as, you know.
I'm not quite sure I understand. I didn't understand what you said. You had what kind of life?
My life is basically me being an introvert, you know.
Introvert, but you don't sound like one.
That's because I'm very intellectual, I should say.
No, but you don't sound that. You don't come across to me as you can. You come across as a searching person, with skills and talent, and that doesn't make you intellectual. It means you have an intellect which you're using correctly.
Yeah. Well, I'm just.
So I don't see where your problem is yet. See, I hear no problem yet. I think you. See, you as an 18-year-old young man who's on a good path.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You don't need any more than that.
Yeah. Well, just how do I explain that to other people?
You don't. You can't explain it because it's hard for me to explain it. Well, and so I think your friend, look. How can I say this? Who I am. I wrote myself a little note because I heard it said rather well. Slowly but surely, the look of this country changes by the people we admire. So if you admire Adolf Hitler or Louis Farrakhan, the country will change because you're giving him power to change the country. Or if you love Ronald Reagan, or if you have friends, but you're naturally drawn to a Ronald Reagan or a Louis Farrakhan, and I'm talking about, you know, good and evil. I'm sorry to put it that way, but you're naturally drawn because birds of a feather flock together. It takes one to know one. So if you just not worry about friendship and be comfortable in your skin around them, you will make them uncomfortable with their skin, being in their skin. In other words, if there's good in you and you are not moved to seek approval, but you are comfortable with who you are, that will make people who are not comfortable with themselves, who, you know, who take drugs and find comfort for the wrong kind of self and the wrong kind of people, you can tell who they are. And they will sense where you're coming from, and they will try to seduce you and degrade you. And slowly but surely, they'll strengthen you in all their betrayals and their mocking, and you part ways. And as you grow older and wiser, you get stronger in this way of who you are, being comfortable in your skin, so comfortable that it radiates and keeps those people out. And you find yourself drawn, and other people drawn, who are just like you, regardless of color, race, or creed. And you'll find yourself drawn into that world, because they'll notice you. They'll notice you're not like them. They notice that you don't have the friends. You can always tell what a person's like if you don't know them. Just watch their friends. Who are they? Who are they? You may not see the person, but if you know who their friends are, and they are friends, you don't want to mess with that person. You don't want that person as a friend if you know who their friends are, and you see those friends are not good. And so you'll be drawn, and people watch you, who your friends are. They watch you, and they watch your skills, and what you're busy about, doing the will of the Father, and doing a good job, and having a nice countenance, and a friendly face, but that's not phony. And you find yourself at the top of the a big corporation one day. And you won't know how you got there. So don't worry about your friends. They'll fall away. Don't worry about your family. If they're not your kind, they may not be. They'll fall away. I haven't got a family member left in England. They all died and never told me they died. And they never. They all faded away. They were nothing people. Every single one of them was a nothing. They were rich. They were semi-rich. I came from a poor family, you know, and from the Depression. But look, I have no education. I'm not speaking from a Harvard, degree. Right. I'm speaking to you because I'm comfortable saying these things to you. And you need to hear them. And you'll be fine. And if you have to be alone for a while, I wandered alone for a long time. But, you know, I just went about my business, and I under-promised and over-delivered, and I got a good reputation. I have a good one now with all the people I do business with. I have good standing with my audience, who many of whom love me, and they know I love them. I have a good family as a result of it, so I'm rewarded. The members of my family all good people, my children, and my in-laws and outlaws, they're all decent. So I have a family, and the one I'd wish for that I didn't have when I left England. See?
Yes.
And so don't worry. You have a life ahead of you. But you'll be fine. Keep in touch, huh?
Yeah.
We're friends, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. My regards to your father. God bless him. Okay, we'll take another call. 866-8883. That's an 800 number. If you will call my office, please, it's 866-RADIO-ROY. Now, the news release says that the financial crisis is out of hand in many places, and the financial woes are turning increasingly violent, and the officials are urging people to help. Get help, but there is no help. You can't cure insecurity and having the rug from pulled out from under you. This takes character. This takes strength. And where do you get strength from? The booze, the drugs, taking it out on your loved ones, or those you should love, who are just as unhappy and miserable and insecure as you are? What's the matter with you people? Don't you see what's happened to you? You become creatures of your environment like animals. See, you're in the world and of it. I'm in the world and not of it. See? I'm writing an article on time. Well, it's a very old article, and it's in my book, Finding God in Physics. But I'm working on that book over again because I'm tightening it up, and I've edited half of it out because I need to add it to my thesis on the gravity-driven universe, because it's got so many good things in there, but it's too poetic. So I've tightened it up, taken much of the poetry out, leave some in at the end, because it's sort of like an intelligent design thing. It leads to one conclusion. If there's a beginning, there's a beginner. And if there's the creator, if there's creation, there needs to be an artist. It needs to be an art needs, you can't say art created itself. It has to be an artist, so creation has to have a creator. It's logical, and I show how it unfolds. I show it unfolds, not from a big bang, but much more beautiful order of things. And it describes all of the mathematics that is well known to us. From the one and one makes two. And right now, science stands on the threshold of knowing all the complicated mathematics, how everything works, but they don't know how the beginning began. And so there's one fundamental force missing. There's only three, four, and one's missing. The most important one, gravity. Whatever happened to it? You don't know what it is, but if you don't know what it is, then you can't advance science, can you? Well, I know what it is. I know how to get electricity from it. And it's in the book, but the clues are in the book. It's sort of like in code. It's just spread throughout the book. And in my other thesis, it's there, but it's not together where you can logically take the ideas one from the other. So I'm finishing that job now. I'm taking ideas, these ideas, and putting in the order that one can follow and make devices. See? It'll take a while. It's all in my head right now. But predictions are beginning to come true. I can't tell you what that is right now, but quite significant predictions are coming true. That's in the thesis. The last one I sent you, ladies and gentlemen, is not complete. So there's another phase, another stage after that, and the one I'm writing on right now will take me maybe 6 months or so to finish. But we're working on it. Meanwhile, I want to help you with your problems. That's what I do at night, for a couple hours at least. In the daytime, in the wee hours of the morning, I'm doing my other thing. Nothing like enjoying doing the will of heaven on earth. It really is just better than playing golf, living in a sort of retirement community. We'll be right back.
Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you're hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to PatriotOutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there's a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking help itself. If you or fellow soldiers suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there's no need to struggle alone or without help. PatriotOutreach.org is a valuable tool. It provides completely private, simple, non-intrusive support. Confidential, effective, powerful. Check it out. It's private. Go to www.PatriotOutreach.org.
Oh, yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would have thought that there'd be more people interested in the subject matter of, you know, having the rug from being pulled out from under you and wringing your hands and having suicidal dark thoughts and stuff like that. There must be thousands of you. But apparently, you're okay. And if that's the case, I'm very happy. So if you have any problem other than that, I don't know, you may have a different, see, everybody's got the same problem. It's just different stages of the same problem. I can show you that whatever your problem is, I know how, if you just tell me, ouch, it hurts here, I can back engineer it and show you it's the same thing, but just a different behavior from, in other words, let's say I could hypnotize you and give you a suggestion to stand on your head. And the next person I say, you're going to change your shoes every day. Or change, you know, whatever suggestion I give you, that would become the disease. You couldn't stop it. You go to all the psychiatrists and you can't stop standing on your head. You can't stop changing your shoes and buying new shoes all the time. And you, whatever it is, it could be any suggestion that's planted. And everyone looks like a different disease. But it's only because you're suggestible and you don't know it. And then you struggle against it, but you can't, because it's self feeding. The problem, because when you struggle with it, you feed it. So I don't have, it's planted in you through trauma, that's hypnotic. Then it feeds itself, see? And you don't see what the cause is. You just know you had a bad time one time, but you don't see what's really happening, see? Maybe you don't want to see, because then you see that you're not living your own life. Ha ha, see. So there you are. That's in a nutshell. Maybe you want to talk about that. Whatever is wrong with you, emotionally, spiritually, psychophysically, psychopathologically, if you sense that it's emotional state, one of fear and doubt, etc., desperation, despair, depression, it may be caused to an illness. Go see your doctor first. If it doesn't work, you come and see me. And I will show you where the healing and the healer is within you. 866-88-83. That's an 800 number. That's the program number. And 866-RadioRoyFHU.com. Okay, we'll be right back. All right, let's take our calls then. Let's go to San Diego. Hello, John.
Hello, Mr. Masters.
Hello to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it always is. I actually called you Friday because the program was so good and I was backed up. I think I was eighth in the line on hold, so I'm trying to get back to you this week, and I was told to call back.
That's fine. Go ahead.
The question I have is I kind of had a realization about what you were saying and listening to you in the past, and especially Friday, where you talked about resentment. And isn't it true that that when God created man, Lucifer resented God for creating man and treating man better than angels.
Well, that would make sense, because that's what you see, the Luciferianness in people will be jealous of, like, what's her name, Sarah Palin. She's pretty, and she's attractive, and she's comfortable in her skin. And there are people right. who go, yuck, 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 mirror, mirror on the wall, you know.
Right.
And they're jealous. And there'll be plenty of people who are jealous of you if you're bright. And you don't understand why people hate you, and they don't understand themselves. It's just that thing in them. It wants to tear it down and want to take it away from you so they can rule you with it. Uh-huh. So they can be, but, of course, they deny themselves.
Right.
But the trouble is, it's so successful. The ability to tear other people down is so successful that the rule of thumb is the world is ruled by obsequious dummies.
Uh-huh.
And the most dysfunctional person in a household is the ruler, because it's so easy to destroy another human being in essence, because they don't understand the game of the world into which they're born. They don't understand it. So
right.
the innocents have to suffer and then cry out to their creator, and then they have to get saved or reorganized, and then they've learned the lesson of anger and resentment and how they lost their innocence and how they wandered through the earth and drank and smoked and did all the stupid things, all because their mother hated them or their father rejected them and sort of they were an outcast because they were born beautiful inside and the world hated it. See how that is?
Yes, so that really is the origin of the first resentment, isn't it?
Well, yes, because the resentment is alien.
Right.
No, in other words, when you become resentment, it's only because your heart, what is in you, corresponds, is now alive with what put it there. So when you're innocent, let's say you're born innocent, and someone goes boo and mean to you, and defiles you and degrades you, and it shocks you because, well, you didn't expect that from your mom or dad or brother or whatever, as teacher,
right.
then all of a sudden you're not schooled in the art of self-defense, that innocence is very precious. It's not pure innocence yet. It's naivete. Innocence comes when you're saved from your naivete, the suffering. So in other words, children are not innocent. They're naive. But they have within them the seed of unfolding innocence. And it's very rare that a person doesn't lose that. And I think it's necessary to some degree that you lose it, because then you understand what it is, what the world is made of, because it's now in you.
Uh-huh.
And then you can have compassion on other good people who are like you, broken and suffering. But then you can see their suffering, and if you can survive and recover from your suffering, then you become a light to them, and you're able to minister to them because you've been through what they've been through. Now, the truth of the matter is, I've been through everything.
Right.
I mean, not drugs or alcohol like that, but just about everything. I mean, bad stuff. But the interesting thing is, and I can't figure it to this day, I can't. All I can tell you is if I was a Moses, put in a reed boat and sort of shoved into the River Nile, and I was rescued by a princess, which means I've been sheltered, but I haven't been sheltered. I've been exposed, but it was as though I was sheltered all my life so I could get through and sort of lead other... there's very few people that know what I know. It's all.
Right.
Much of it is in books, but it's in bits and pieces.
Uh-huh.
And there's no simple way to get from where everybody is to where I am now. But there is a simple way. And when you're ready, when you really had a lot of suffering, you've been to all the people who just make you worse,
uh-huh.
and all the authorities, the kind that, you know, that kind of self-interest authorities, doctors, psychiatrists, you know, they unconsciously, many of them, the kind that we have today at least, The business of psychiatry is psychiatry. The business of medicine is medicine. The business of government is government. It's never the people. Because human beings are made of this. They like the control. They like sitting behind the office. They like to rush to the rescue and fix you. And even though they're good at fixing you, there's sort of like a pride in it. See?
Right.
And so, you see, and even the teachers in school, they dumb you down in the guise of educating you, and mothers spoil you in the guise of love, and they may not know it. See, so there's right. So much going on in this world, and so but you know you suffer from that, and then you feel all
right. I just thought maybe that would help some people understand a little bit more in depth what the resentment actually is and how evil it actually is.
It's a very good, it's a good question.
Look at it. If they could look at it in that light, you know, in that way.
That's right. You know, in other words, let me. I'll say it a different way. Would you like me to say it a different way?
Sure.
Okay. You are now in a state of discernment. You see where I'm coming from, right?
Absolutely.
And then it pleases you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't please many people. They snarl at me. My lines are not filled. My coffers are not full. See, I'm not rich. They're lining up for pornography and liars who tell them how great they are and God knows what, and music.
I am a supporter, by the way.
No, I understand. I'm just making a point. And I thank you for that. But hey, but point is, but your perception is pure. You're single-minded. You're not double-minded. You don't have two thoughts. You have one thought about you. You see things in a pure light. And so if you're happy to see that in me, in a roundabout way, you're embracing it in yourself. That's all there is to it, really, for the most part. Then I can give you a few clues. And here's how you hold on to it. All right, now, hear the truth about this. The way you hold on to this new state of mind is forgive people, for they know not what they do. They actually don't know they're doing this to you. And if you react badly, they project what's wrong with them onto you, and you look like the bad guy, and they get away with it.
Right.
See? So, and then you have to suffer for that, because you've dealt with an imperfect person and became imperfect yourself in the process, you see? So let me get back to the simplicity. The simplicity is this. You discern that I'm coming from a good place, and therefore you embrace that knowing, and you're happy for me, and therefore you're happy in yourself. Simple.
Yes.
It's a roundabout way. Now, that's number one. Number two, in that happiness, in embracing the truth that you see, there's a seed that comes with it that has the genes of your whole life. You can't. It's like the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, the smallest, tiniest of all the seeds. You know that, the biggest of the trees. Now, in those days, in that particular part of the world. But what keeps you on course is this, that word resentment. You discern me as I am, but when you discern others hating you, you must not let that discernment be poisoned by judgment, because the discernment is pure, but the people don't like the light shining through your discernment, and they do something mischievous and malevolent to offer you a judgment, to puff up like a king and fall from grace. And so, but you know that. You know that the jealous thing, the hater of good, is in that person even though he doesn't know it. And he's could be potentially helped by how you deal with him. See?
Right.
And so it snarls and attacks you. But if you understand, forgive him means something in that person needs help, but he's controlled by this demon of judgment, right? Resentment.
Right.
He hates you, but it's not him that's hating. It's something hating you through him.
Right.
And you're gonna help rescue that person. He doesn't know it, but you're gonna hold up that light and not be resentful back to him, but bear his injustice. Bear the stripes without resentment.
right. So you're looking at him as though he's innocent. He's just the... He's been...
You don't lay anything to him. You don't...
Body snatch.
You see, body snatch, because here is the rest of the secret. Human beings, as disheveled as they are, and deformed as they are inside, are still made in the image of God, right?
Right.
So a beautiful human form is like how God might look like if he could walk the earth.
Right.
He didn't make his likeness into a monkey. He made us this. Look, we're so much different from monkeys, obviously. It's like night and day. And thing is, so anyway. But you can actually, if you want to believe you came from monkeys, that's okay because all these traps are there. But but evil knows that because the person he lives in is made in the image of God, he uses that vessel to get into you and take you over too. Because that's the role of spreading hell on earth. So there's not a single person left to inherit the kingdom.
Right. They hate human beings, right.
They're anti-humans. And some people stay that way for all their life. And some people want to be rescued for it. They know that they have a dark side and their dark thoughts. And they meet a person like yourself who cannot be pulled away. And you shine brighter because... When you get tempted and you hold your ground, you actually shine, you become a stronger person, and the light shines, and because it, and you know inside yourself, you will know from now onwards that if you hate the form of God made in his image, you will fall away from his love.
Right.
See that? And then it will get into you. And then you become one of them, whether you like it or not. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold the line. Hold the line a second. I'm answering your question, right? Resentment taints discernment. It poisons it. And you change the nature inside you changes to serve the dark side. All right, we'll be right back. Yes, tell John good night because I got other people waiting. I got see if I can finish off two other people, polish them off. Okay, thank him very much. And I think I've answered this question pretty much. Ladies and gentlemen, look, what does it take? Does it take a rocket scientist to figure me out? You only have to see, do you have a problem? You think I might help you? Then call my office. Now look, this is the way it works. We're a non-profit. We're a church. I don't want to own you. If you want to belong to it, you just figure you belong to it. If you don't want to belong to it, you don't belong to it. If you want to donate, thank you. We need it. We need it desperately, actually. So if you've been helped, then pay the light bill. See? That's it. And so, but call the office so that there are people out there that may not have money, which isn't much. That's for $55. We put a price on it. Then we leave it up to you. More or less. Which is it? I used to give it away free, and then people didn't value it. And it's just, I had 200-300 downloads every day. They just listen, and it had no value. You've got to give something for it. That's good. Or get it for free, and then if it works and your life gets better, remember us. That's more, but more. That's a good thing. That's because you own your own person, you're your own person again, and you know how to love and do the right thing. It could take 20 years. Oh, it doesn't, but it could. But we're still, there's plenty of people out there, and there's a whole variety of people who get better at, in varying degrees, some slower, some quickly, more quickly, and some minutes, some years. I've had people 40 years coming back, and finally they get it, and they just weren't ready. And I can't explain it. But you can start getting, just listening to the program is valuable. It's valuable because at least I'm running parallel to what even what's inside you to unfold. Even if you aren't ready, it's just good. There's a balancing thing that's at least, you know, you're not crazy. As long as you think I'm not crazy, you're in good shape. If you think I'm crazy, you're in trouble. Because your resentment will cause me to impose myself on you, I'm sorry to say. Try sleeping tonight. Okay? 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. Please call my office and let me help you. Go to my website, FHU.com. Thank you.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, and we'll take a call. I think last one for this hour at least, so maybe we get to Gloria. We'll see. Rebecca, hello, Rebecca in California.
Hi, how are you, Roy?
Fine, thank you.
I'm working at a place where currently, actually the new owners have sold the place, and two gay men have bought the place.
Yes.
And I'm in a dilemma. I've even went to a church to ask someone, what is a moral thing as far as God is concerned in regard to, should I work for these people?
Well, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you?
They've been together, these two gay men, for 18 years.
Well, I had a gardener that had AIDS, and he did a nice job on my garden. It's none of my business. I tried to help him, but couldn't. But he did a nice job on my landscaping.
And there's the issue. It's a bed and breakfast, and they serve food and dinners and that sort of thing.
Well, as long as they serve food and dinners, and there's nothing wrong with the guacamole.
You know, the health issue.
I got you, didn't it? Easy. Come on, lighten up a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, listen, the average person, if you're going to be like that, you're going to, you know, you won't be doing business with anybody.
You know? All right. Well, okay. So there isn't a judgment against, I don't know.
No, let them be, live their life. They could be nice people. It's better than being Gestapo agents, better than working for the IRS.
Yeah.
That would be a moral dilemma, how anybody could be an IRS agent and be an American.
Okay, so there is, you know, a lot of Christian people that I know are telling me that it's, you know, to advocate immoral behavior by supporting it, by working.
No.
You hear what I'm saying?
That's right. No, you're not advocating moral behavior. By the man's a business, and they have some peculiar ways about them, and most people have peculiar ways about them in one way or another, don't they? When you get married, you find very quickly what peculiar ways your husband has or your wife has. You've got to live with it. You can't walk away from all that. The world is full of peculiar people.
Okay. Well, you've taken a burden off me then. Thank you.
No, put it this way. If you find out your friend is committing adultery, then you can say, I don't want anything to do with you. I'm sorry. If you don't tell your wife or husband, I'll tell them. They need to know. You can't cheat them. And that's my friend. And I'm not going to be your friend. If you're my friend, I'm morally supporting you because by being your friend. That's a different story.
Okay.
But if the boss is cheating on his wife, it's none of your business. As long as he pays you and you do a good job for him, that's all you care about.
Okay, and if they
it's
have,
better that you work for nice people, but it's
but
okay.
I mean, the homosexuality thing, God is totally against that.
Yeah, I know, but the point is you can't. But the point is, where are you going to go where you find nobody that sins?
Oh, and
there's all different stages. Everybody has their secrets.
Okay, so what you're saying is one sin in God's eyes is just as like another. Then there's
people take drugs on the side. You don't even know it. They take cocaine and they come to work in the morning and they make lousy judgments and their life is a mess. But, you know, you work for them and that's honor.
Okay.
You just don't say, he's not perfect, so I don't want to work for him. Where would you find somebody that's perfect?
That's right. So it's the judgment thing the Christians have for...
Yeah, the judgment thing the Christians have, and that's not Christian.
That's not love.
No, that's not Christian, is it? I mean, where was Jesus? Where was he found? He was found in the bars with the prostitutes.
Because that...
Didn't he save a prostitute?
Yeah, he did.
He said, the young lady, who judges you now? Go away and sin no more. But the point is, he stood and gave his life, but it stood in front of the stones, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Okay, so maybe your nice demeanor and your way would fascinate them. And, remind them of what they've lost. But at least the worst thing that happened, they'd be kind to you.
That's right.
That's right?
That's sweet. Thank you, Roy.
All right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye.
You're very welcome. You don't want to listen to those bigots. Sorry. All right. There's too many bigots. I'm not in favor of it. And homosexuality is perversion, but who isn't perverted in some way? I mean, how many women do you have on the side? I mean, that's perversion. There's no honor there. You ladies, how many men have you had? You find honor in that? Should people do business because you have having sex with three boyfriends? And you have a nice business and you treat everybody right? So what? Why would you judge everybody? Why'd you just... They have to find their own way. And maybe your example will help them to come to their senses. Works for me. I have had a good evening with you. Thank you. 866 Radio Roy. Support the program. And remember, if we go off the air somewhere, go dark, because stations have problems and I have problems too. It's FHU.com website and XM, 10 to 2 in the morning, 166 America Right. Thank you. Support the program.
Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you're hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to patriotoutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there's a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking help itself. If you or fellow soldiers suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there's no need to struggle alone or without help. PatriotOutreach.org is a valuable tool. It provides completely private, simple, non-intrusive support. Confidential, effective, powerful. Check it out. It's private. Go to www.PatriotOutreach.org.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com.